Amanda Lynn Mayhew was raised in Northern Ontario. As I mentioned from the top of the program, she is a hunter, angler, power sport enthusiast, and inspirational speaker. And she has just unveiled a new TV series, old TV series being Just Hunt. And there's a new one called That Hunting Girl. Welcome, please, Amanda Lynn, to the program. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's been a while since you've been on.
It has. I think. Oh my God, a year.
At least.
More?
Yeah, at least. How are you keeping?
I'm good. I am so busy. You could tell. Like, I'm losing my voice because I've been talking so much the last couple of days.
What are you doing? The rest of us are huddled under a blanket for the last 3 months indoors. Like, what are you doing out bear hunting during a pandemic?
You know, so COVID didn't really affect me per se too much besides the trade shows, because right. Everything that I do in my normal life is everything the same that I'm doing it whether there's a pandemic or not. In March, yeah, March was a little scary, and I have Graves' disease, so I had to be a little careful, and I actually stayed home and rested and chilled out and didn't do anything, which was kind of weird. But as soon as turkey season came open, I was out in the bush every single day. And and then headed up north and did some fishing and bear hunting. And
wow,
you don't really see anybody anyways when you're doing that stuff. So,
well, that's a good point. Were there a lot of people out? Did you run into anybody at all who was out hunting, you know, say bear when you were out in the woods?
Well, when I was bear hunting, no, I didn't run into anybody, but I did take a good friend bear hunting for one of her first bear hunts.
Oh, nice.
And they live in a very remote area in Northern Ontario, so we just, you know, had to make everyone was safe. Everyone was did their due diligence, and, you know, I have to be careful, number one. So, yeah, you find a way to figure out how to do it as safely as possible. And I kept at home. My husband went. And he would fill up a jerry can for me and put gas in my truck because I asked him to. So when I traveled up north, I didn't have to stop at any gas stations. When I traveled home, I didn't have to either. So
nice.
If I needed gas or whatever, I would just use, you know, pull over and put and use a jerry can. So just, nice. You know, thinking of things like that. Yeah.
Did you guys get a bear?
I got a bear. Nice. He is a beautiful bear. I watched him for 3 days. He knew I was there.
Cool.
And he finally gave me a shot. I have lots of great footage of him. He's a beautiful bear. 300
Now,
pounds.
Was this shot for Just Hunt or That Hunting Girl? I am confused. What is the difference between the two programs?
Okay, so this is what happened. So my brand and my company is Just Hunt and has been for years. And when we first started filming for Wild TV, it was under the Canada Hunt series, but each of our shows needed to have like their own little title to differentiate ourselves from the other hosts on Canada Hunts. So I asked them to call my show Just Hunt because that was my brand. And so they did. But then when that whole Wild TV was over, I had moved to Sportsman Channel. So now I'm on Sportsman Channel. And we were just thinking, you know, as a production and an extension of Just Hunt. Just Hunt is the top. It's the company. And then underneath it, we have the Bear Strong clothing line. I have Women's Hunting Association, which is the educational division of Just Hunt with the outreach programs. And then I have the new TV show called That Hunting Girl, which is also a division of Just Hunt. Just kind of like Gas Monkey Garage and Fast and Loud.
Right.
So, yeah, so we could just to keep, not lose Just Hunt, but give it different segments or different levels.
Okay, but so is there a TV program on air called Just Hunt, or is that no longer?
No, it's That Hunting Girl produced by Just Hunt.
I gotcha. Okay, so cool.
Woo.
Very good. That's very cool.
I'm learning lots.
No kidding. No kidding. Have you, now I'm not being overly familiar with your cycle, broadcast and production cycle. Mm-hmm. Are you being affected by the pandemic?
No.
Not at all. Good for you.
No, I'm not. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know if it's because of, I don't know why.
Okay.
Honestly, the clothing line is probably more popular than it was before. The message is singing strong with a lot of people. I get a lot of feedback on what Bear Strong means to them. As and production is the same. I'm going out and I'm hunting and fishing anyways. I'm just bringing my camera.
Right.
So nothing really changes for me.
Yeah, and you know what? I admire you for that, because it is affecting, obviously, a lot of people in our industry, ourselves included, by the way. We have not been out on a shoot this year. We have nothing scheduled for shooting yet. And so last week, in fact, we have the Minister of Natural Resources coming on right after you to talk about the openings that happened the last week and the week before for Northern Ontario regarding lodges and operators and, you know, fishing venues and that kind of thing. But the problem is travel. It's still an issue with us, right? And we travel with a 4 or 5 man crew, and right now it's a no-go. And so unless we change the way we operate, it's going to be a while yet, which is fine. I have no problem hanging. This is the first time, to be honest with you, I don't think I've ever seen this time of year at home before. So you know what I mean? It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. The novelty has not worn off yet, but I'm sure eventually it is going to not look as nice as it does today. So we'll see.
And that might be the difference, is because I'm filming everything myself. Like I do, like the whole hunting season for turkey, it was just me.
I would love to be just me out there. But I can't get rid of these. I can't get rid of these clowns that have been hanging around with me for the last 30, 40 years. Like, what's the secret? Maybe I need to get you down here and clean this operation up a little bit. You know?
Sure. Oh my God! Yeah.
No, it's
so. How are you doing? How are you doing?
Doing good. I'm doing great. Yeah. I was just mentioning at the top of the program, you know, the fact that I'm doing a lot more exercising and looking after my health since my scare of last July. And, you know, going 5 to 10 kilometers a day is not a big deal for me anymore in terms of walking and or running. And then I have a guest coming on later on in the program who's going to talk to us about her 24,000 kilometer journey that she's on. So.
Oh my Lord. Is she walking or running?
She's doing everything. She's cycling, walking, running, climbing, biking. I mean, kayaking. It's sort of a man-powered, or in this case, woman-powered travel adventure. 24,000 kilometers over 500 days.
Amazing. That's amazing. Sounds wonderful. I love it.
And they're documenting it for a film that's going to be released a little later on. So very interesting. Yeah, very cool. Talk to us about the program. You said you moved from wild to sportsman. When did that take place?
We started airing in April. So the move was put in place last year around September. So we finished off with wild, ending the season just at the beginning of April. And then started airing on Sportsman Channel the end of April, I think. No, beginning of April. I can't remember.
Yeah, you're like me.
Around the same time. We let it finish with Wild and then started fresh on Sportsman Channel just to, you know, not to confuse the audience and just kind of give it a smooth transition. Yeah.
Talk to us about the most exciting episode that we're going to see you undertake in the next little while.
Oh my God, there's so many, but the next one starts June 29th, where I head out to Alberta and I film with my producer and then end up harvesting my very first bull elk, and I call my dad, and it is hilarious. I put my dad on speakerphone and it's just funny. So everybody knows, like, who watches me, they know that my parents have a big role in this, and I usually call my dad after every harvest. And it's a great story. That's an exciting one. But they're all kind of exciting. We gotta hang out.
Yeah, no kidding. Any firsts at all?
That was my first bull elk. First time I've ever seen one live, and first harvest of him. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Love hearing stuff like that. I'm assuming you I never asked you this, but I'm assuming you consume wild game on a regular basis?
100%. I've been eating fresh walleye all last week and a half.
Oh, you're killing me.
I know. Absolutely.
Good
and
for
this
you.
Weekend, I'm taking my bear and I'm making honey garlic sausages. So I'll be doing some grinding up and making some honey garlic sausages at home. Yep. And have a little bit of walleye left over in the freezer from my fishing adventure. So I'll be having some fish. And yeah, absolutely, 100%.
Oh, good for you. Do you post recipes on your site by any chance?
I used to, and people do ask me to do that, and I just kind of got away a little bit from that just because there's so many other people that share really awesome recipes that I didn't think that it was necessary for me. Yeah. And honestly, I'm very simple. Sometimes I cook in the bush, so really, my fish, this is my recipe. Clean it, put it in the pan, add some butter, fry it up, eat it. There's like nothing special.
And I'll tell you what, having experienced that more than once, that's the best way to do it right there. Simple, uncomplicated, and quick. That's what you want when you're in the woods.
I know. And it tastes, and I do the same thing at home, right? It just, you taste the fish. You're not, I don't know, especially for walleye, you don't need to do anything fancy to it, right?
I'm with you 100%.
Fantastic. I love it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For a complete listing of where you can check out Amanda and watch the episodes, I'm sure there's information on your website. That is justhunt.ca, justhunt.ca for all the questions that the audience may have right now. That's where you go and get the answers. And if you don't have them there, just reach out to Amanda. She'll be more than happy to help you. Amanda, thank you very much for joining us. And let's not wait a year next time, huh?
No, anytime, anytime. You want to go fishing? I'll gladly take you. You'll gladly take me.
Amanda, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Angelo.
All right, you stay safe out there. Amanda Lynn Mayhew, hunter, angler, power sport enthusiast, inspirational speaker, and all around nice person. And TV host, Just Hunt is no longer, it's now called That Hunting Girl on Sportsman Channel. More journal after this, so there go away.